From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Investigators are now searching the home of the co-pilot of a Germanwings jet that plowed into the side of a mountain in the French Alps. That's as French authorities say it's becoming increasingly clear that 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz locked the pilots out of the cockpit, then deliberately crashed the jet with 150 people on board. Brice Robin is the Marseille prosecutor speaking through an interpreter. He described what he heard on the plane's recovered voice recorder.
We could hear a number of appeals and calls from the pilot to access the cockpit. He identified himself and he was using a speaker asking access to the cockpit, but there was no response from the co-pilot.
Neighbors described Lubitz as calm and low-key, a regular jogger who, they say, appeared normal. Officials say he had just recently undergone a security check and that nothing unusual was found. Yemen's president has fled to neighboring Saudi Arabia as Saudi warplanes continue to target Iranian-backed rebels in that country. The Saudi military operation began last night, and the U.S. is backing it, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains.
While the U.S. is sharing intelligence with the Saudis, the U.S. CENTCOM commander told a Senate hearing that he learned of the operation shortly before it began. Arizona Republican John McCain called that remarkable.
Our closest allies in the region no longer trust us that they wait a matter of a few hours before beginning a major military operation.
He says the Saudis feel the U.S. is turning a blind eye to Iranian aggression. A spokesman for Secretary of State John Kerry says he discussed Yemen with Iran's foreign minister. He also called his counterparts in the Gulf Cooperation Council to express support for their military action. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
An emotional end to testimony today at the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Zhahar Tsarnaev. As NPR's Toby Smith reports, a medical examiner detailed the injuries of one of the three victims killed in the attack.
One juror wiped tears as autopsy photos were shown of the mutilated body of a 29-year-old woman killed in the attack. The medical examiner testified she likely suffered a minute or so before she died. Earlier, jurors each inspected models of the bombs that caused the deaths and heard how the Tsarnaev brothers made them, just as outlined in a step-by-step guide found on their computers. The online Al-Qaeda instructions say to be most effective, the bomb should be placed in a crowded area and camouflaged. Tsarnaev's attorneys tried to ask about fingerprints on the bombs, but were blocked. They've been trying to suggest that Tsarnaev's older brother took the lead in the attacks. Tovia Smith, NPR News, at the federal courthouse in Boston.
Federal Trade Commission says a nationwide crackdown on auto dealers has led to more than 250 enforcement actions and $2.6 million in refunds and fees. Investigators finding widespread instances of false advertising. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 40 points. This is NPR. The U.S. is reported to be considering the idea of allowing Iran to run hundreds of centrifuges at a once-secret fortified bunker as part of ongoing efforts aimed at reaching a deal on the country's disputed nuclear program. According to the Associated Press, officials have said in exchange the U.S. and other Western powers involved in the talks would get limits on the use of centrifuges at other locations. Iran would still be barred from enriching uranium, would also be subject to inspections. The people of Moore, Oklahoma, are again clearing debris and gauging losses. That's after a powerful tornado struck last night. As Kate Carlton Greer from member station KGOU reports, memories are still fresh of the deadly tornado that tore through Moore 2 years ago.
Governor Mary Fallon toured Southgate Elementary School in the morning light with Mayor Glenn Lewis and Superintendent Robert Romines. The west side of the building is likely a total loss.
It's hard to believe that 2 years later we're back at a Moore public school surveying damage. I am very thankful that the school did not receive this damage during school hours.
Southgate is less than 2 miles from Plaza Towers Elementary, where 7 kids died during an EF5 tornado in 2013. Superintendent Romine says several schools in the district sustained damage in this storm, but nothing catastrophic. For NPR News, I'm Kate Carlton Greer in Norman, Oklahoma.
With the key spring home selling season beginning to heat up, mortgage rates have come down for a second straight week. Mortgage company Freddie Mac reporting the average rate on a 30-year mortgage loan fell to 3.69% from 3.78% last week. The average 15-year loan is now below 3%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.